That's what we just said.
No, but maybe later.
So the question was, why did people just go out of the position and there was no collective responsibility for that positioning and how people dealt with their power and their prestige and their incomes, and there was no continuation of resources focused on grassroots organizing? Why did that happen? Was that your question?
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, basically, that's a really good question. I don't exactly know the answer to it. I think it's a more fundamental historical process rather than Jerry Tung told us to do it, so we did it.
But don't you think, or do you think that part of it was finding a way out?
Absolutely. I think people, just like you said, you know, nobody wants to be poor. Nobody wants to be suffering. Nobody wants to be having their house foreclosed all the time, or the police knocking on the door all the time, or all of the horrible, difficult things that people dealt with after November 3rd. And I really do think that people were looking, everybody was looking for a way out. But some people had the resources to find a way out, and other people didn't. And I don't think that collectively we took responsibility for those kinds of differences, and we didn't help the people, we didn't work collectively to support the organizing or support the families and the individuals who didn't have the resources to you know, find a way out. Some of the folks in Greensboro, for instance. And many of them heroically struggled on, but that was the adults, and the kids who had no choice in it, that was pretty rough for them. It doesn't come out of a long-term history of people not caring about each other in the party, or not being incredibly generous or helpful, or power. I mean, they weren't a bunch of power-hungry people. Maybe some people were, but for the most part, people really helped each other. I mean, I was talking to some folks today, and I got that kind of feedback, and that's one of the reasons I joined the party in the first place. And a lot of people joined the party because they felt like the people in the party were really good people who were sincere and cared about them and cared about each other. So we started from that place, although there was always some flaws in there in terms of our thinking about, I think, things like dealing with people's emotions. Was sort of like, we're going to sacrifice and be really hard-assed, and everybody has to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, in other words, I don't think we started off from being a bunch of sort of opportunist and corrupt people. But I do think that when this whole thing collapsed, part of the reason it collapsed was because the line on positioning ourselves developed and was implemented in such a way that it really opened the door to what political people might call opportunism. But, you know, there was quite a few people who just ended up using their skills and privilege for self-advantage and didn't put resources into building the movement anymore. And I would say most people didn't do that. Most people tried to do whatever they could to still work for a good society. But And the people, the grassroots movement was sort of abandoned. Why that exactly happened, I'm not totally sure, but I think that that's a very important question because it has to do with this thing you were talking about earlier about how can we, at the level of the individual and the family and the community, build values that can help us move towards a more just, more peaceful, more equitable society, rather than giving in to all of these kinds of pressures that people face to succeed on their own, to get ahead, to, and if they have a chance to do that, to do it even more, because a lot of times because they have a sense of powerlessness or because their economic situation has been really rough or they've been discriminated against, naturally you want to get out of that, you want to get away from that. And but our society doesn't have a cultural value system that really emphasizes collective responsibility for the common good. It emphasizes individualism and getting ahead. And there's some values to that, but it leaves the common good in the dust. And I think if you don't, it's sort of like with institutional racism, if you don't have a very conscious plan, structure, policy to deal with that, it's going to happen.
Right.
You know, you can't expect people to be self-sacrificing and this, that, and the other thing.
I think that's the cleaning lady, and I think she knows what to do, but I can talk to her up here. I think we're going to have to take a break.
Take a break.
You want me to hit record or hit stop?
Hit stop.